I'd like to welcome you to the closing ceremony for the 3rd Annual Hawaii Invasive Species Awareness Week. My name is Josh Atwood. I'm the Program Supervisor for the Interagency Hawaii Invasive Species Council, and I'm the Invasive Species Coordinator at the Department of Land and Natural Resources, which is the administrative host of the council. So if you were here in the last couple of years when we've done this event, you know this is in coordination with the National Invasive Species Awareness Week run out of Washington, D.C. It's been going on for about a decade, and it's an opportunity for us to both try to reach new sections of the public that might not know about invasive species and why they're such a problem for our environment, agriculture, and economy. And it's also an opportunity for us to pause and recognize some of the really great work that's been done by our partners, many of whom are here in the room today, members of the public who play a really critical role in reporting invasive species and also, making important decisions about what to plant in their yards or about what animals to have for pets. And we also want to recognize our business leaders who do amazing work to help minimize the risk for Hawaii for invasive species. So we have a pretty packed agenda today. We're going to start with some opening remarks from the Hawaii Invasive Species Council. That's the 6th department state agency that is mandated to provide cabinet level direction for invasive species. And then we'll have Governor Ige to make some remarks about invasive species and present a proclamation about Invasive Species Awareness Week. And then the Invasive Species Council is presenting 8 awards this morning to members of the public or business community that have gone above and beyond in their efforts to help protect Hawaii's economy, agriculture, and environment. So with that, I'd like to introduce Scott Enright. Scott is the chairperson for the Hawaii Department of Agriculture, and he's also one of the 2 co-chairs for the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, along with interim chair Cardi Chang for DLNR. Scott. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for being here. This year's theme was invasive species is everyone's kuleana. And although as I look out in the audience and I see a lot of familiar faces, the same faces I see year after year on this issue, we're not quite there yet, but it's something that we'll be working on. And Governor Ige has made invasive species one of his top priorities. And so you'll see initiatives coming out over the course of this year to move this forward, move all the issues that make up the invasive species forward. The council's on board, and we're looking forward to doing the work. With that, it's my distinct pleasure to introduce the governor of the state of Hawaii, my boss, Governor Ige.
Thanks, Scott. Today, we are gathered for the 3rd annual Hawaii Invasive Species Awareness Week in concurrence with the National Invasive Species Awareness Week. And for the first time, Invasive Species Awareness Week is being celebrated internationally across the Pacific, thanks to the collaboration with partners in Palau and Samoa. We joined others across the nation and across the Pacific Ocean to recognize this important issue that especially impacts our island nations. As a resident of this great state, we all know that Hawaii is special. But what makes Hawaii special is not just the unique way of life that we all enjoy here today. Hawaii has been unique since birth, rising out of the ocean in an explosion of new land millions and millions of years ago. To that barren new land long ago came seeds and spores carried by the wind and waves and on the wings of birds. They came slowly, with thousands of years passing between the arrival of one species and the arrival of another. In their isolation here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and over millions of years, they evolved into one of the most unique and celebrated collections of species in the world. Many of Hawaii's native plants and animals are found nowhere else in the world. Our ohua lehua, our koa trees, our i'iwi and apapana birds, our singing tree snails are truly exceptional and irreplaceable. Of course, an important part of Hawaii's history is our history, the human story. When the first voyagers reached Hawaii just 1,000 or so years ago, Hawaii, for the first time, had plant and animal species that were introduced, not by their own means of transport, but by the efforts of humans. In those first voyaging canoes came about 30 new species, carried by humans, many of which are still used today, such as kava and taro, tea, kukui, along with the small Polynesian pig and rat. Later came more boats, this time from Europe, bringing hundreds of plants and animals, including cattle, goats, mangoes, and other larger pigs. And still later, we find ourselves here in Hawaii among a globalized network of travel and trade with thousands and thousands of new plants and animals living amongst us. Not all of those species are problematic, of course. There are some, like mosquitoes, that we could all probably do without. Those relatively few species that are truly impactful, that disrupt on our precious environment, agriculture, or the way of life, those are the ones that we call invasive species. Only in the last 30 years or so have we as a society really begun to recognize the idea of invasive species and the impacts that they have on our lives. We're gathered here today to affirm that in Hawaii, of all places, we recognize the threats posed by invasive species and are committed to protecting our islands wherever possible. My administration has made invasive species one of its top priorities. We are committed to open and collaborative approaches to dealing with this cross-sectoral problem. In 2003, the state legislature created the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, or HISC, after declaring invasive species as the single greatest threat to our economy, natural and cultural resources, agriculture, and the health and lifestyle of our communities. The HISC is made up of critical members of my cabinet that address the variety of impacts that invasive species can have on Hawaii's environment, on our agriculture, on our tourist industry, on our health, and on our way of life. As a state senator, I ensured that the agencies comprising the HISC had the fiscal and operating resources necessary to get the job done. That means increasing the number of agricultural inspectors over recent years, new funding for watersheds and native forest restoration, and increased funding for research and interagency projects under the direction of the HISC. As your governor, I'm committed to finding new, cost-effective solutions to those challenging problems. My administration's package this year includes proposed legislation to increase the effectiveness of our inter-island biosecurity efforts through the development of compliance agreements under the Hawaii Department of Agriculture and the expansion of the department's biosecurity program to become a department-wide effort. The theme of this year's Hawaii Invasive Species Awareness Week is invasive species is everyone's kuleana. We've seen this to be true more than ever in this past year, as some of our most important detections of invasive species, such as the little red fire ant in Mililani Mauka or on the north shore of Maui, have come from the public. Our state agencies and partners cannot be the only eyes and ears of the state when it comes to detecting invasive species. The people who know Hawaii best are all of the people of Hawaii, all of you together. The public plays such an important role in this fight against invasive species by reporting species to the state via the 643 PEST hotline and other means. In the past year alone, the public has reported beetles from their yards, most of which turned out not to be the rhinoceros beetle, little fire ants from their workplaces, and even giant coconut crabs walking down Salt Lake Boulevard. We all share the impacts of invasive species too. I think we all enjoy the sight of healthy coconut palms blowing in the breeze and being able to walk across our yards or park safely when the coconut rhinoceros beetles threatens our coconut and native lo'ulu palms, and the little fire ants threatens to invade our homes and sting our pets. We are truly all in this together. When invasive species impact our economy, when we all share in that impact, a recent study about the invasive brown tree snakes, which we thankfully do not have in Hawaii at this time, estimated that the impact to our state in lost tourism, damage to electrical infrastructure, and medical costs from snake bites could total over $2 billion. Investing in prevention and control of invasive species is cost effective. Dr. Donna Lee, a University of Hawaii professor, recently published a paper showing that for little red fire ants, an investment now of about $8 million over the next few years can save our state over $1.2 billion to control the ants later on. Similarly, a UH study by Dr. Kim Burnett has shown that investing in interagency programs that combat plants like meconium can save the state from hundreds of millions of dollars in damage each and every year, lost in groundwater recharge and endangered bird habitat. Further, our state investments in invasive species prevention and control leverage non-state funds to get the job done. In fiscal year 2015, the state invested $5.75 million in interagency research and implementation projects by the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, which are estimated to leverage non-state funds on a one-to-one basis. We are here today not just to recognize the impact of invasive species, but to take a moment to pause and recognize the good work of those who seek to protect Hawaii from those impacts. We recognize our state agencies, our Department of Agriculture, conducting border inspections and leading our interagency responses to coconut rhinoceros beetle, our Department of Land and Natural Resources, protecting our native forest, our native bird species, and our precious source of fresh drinking water. Our Department of Health, detecting mosquitoes that might carry malaria and other illnesses. Our Department of Transportation, working to control dangerous albizia along roadways and find new innovative solutions to detecting invasive species at airport facilities. Our Department of Business and Economic Development and Tourism, leading the way in planning for a changing climate and the expansion of invasive species distributions in our waters and on land. And our University of Hawaii providing cutting-edge research on ways to control invasive species and detailing cost-effective strategies for mitigation. We recognize our federal partners, including the military's exemplary contribution to the detection and control of coconut rhinoceros beetle, and for the outstanding partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Interior in protecting our homes. We recognize the importance of our business leaders, our partners in the nursery industry, in the shipping industry, and in the tourism industry, who adopt best management practices to minimize the threat of invasive species. And we recognize our dedicated, caring citizens and volunteers who spend their Saturdays and Sundays in the forest, pulling weeds, encouraging others to do so, and other work so important to fighting the battle against invasive species. We recognize all of these groups together and all at once because invasive species are everyone's kuleana. It is really an honor and privilege for me and Lieutenant Governor Shan Tsutsui to issue a proclamation presented to the HISC declaring the Hawaii Invasive Species Awareness Week. If I could get the members of the HISC. Ken, hi, why don't we come out here so we can do a photograph?
Everybody shaking hands.
Hopefully he won't be around for much longer.
Go closer. Get in the photo with them.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
All right, thank you so much, Governor Ige. It is now officially Invasive Species Awareness Week. And now we can transition into the second part of the ceremony this morning, which is the HISC Awards. So these are awards from the Invasive Species Council, but they're being presented today by members of our state legislature that have particular connections to the invasive species issues, and they've offered to help us recognize the members of the community and from our business industries that are here today to be recognized. Before we get started, I just wanted to note that in addition to the plaques from the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, we also have joint Senate and House recognition certificates from our legislature for the awardees, and those were graciously put together for us by Senator Gabbard's office. I also want to thank the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii for donating the lei for today's ceremony. And for awardees, we'll be having a celebration luncheon afterwards, and food for that luncheon was donated by Whole Foods, so thank you very much. And finally, the awardees on the agenda today who are receiving awards for the most valuable player for a particular county, those nominations were provided by the invasive species committees within each county. So thank you very much to our invasive species committees for helping us recognize our community members. So with that, I want to introduce Representative Chris Lee, who represents Windward Oahu. He'll be presenting today the award for Community Hero. He's been one of our great champions for invasive species here at the legislature, and he is the chair for the House Committee on Energy and Environmental Protection. Rep. Lee.
Thanks so much. I just want to make one quick correction. Josh is amazing, but I've been one of the champions, hopefully, against invasive species, not for them. So You know, I started here about a year ago, and at the time made a great prognostication that we were going to get tremendous support in the fight against invasive species, to give the community and the different ISKs all the resources they need to do the job. And thanks to the support of Governor Abercrombie, all the department directors and legislature last year, we got that. And now thanks to the support of Governor Ige, his administration, Director Enright, and everybody else, we're on track to get more funding and more support to fight these battles, which can't just be point in time, we're going to do it this year and then disappear, but it's got to be continuing and ongoing, and I don't need to tell you guys that. But I just really wanted to acknowledge all the effort that went into the funding that has been coming forward so far from Josh and company and all the way on down. So I really just want to give all you guys one round of applause, because it's been amazing. But more than just money, it's been a sea change in attitude here at the legislature. Folks, for the first time, I think, are really starting to get the impact of not just one species over here or on this island over there, but the idea that this collectively is a big, big challenge that we all are going to have to go into and address together. And that's one of the reasons why I hope and look forward to seeing that level of support continue and that integrated framework of communication, coordination, and everything else it's going to take to figure out what the next battle is going to be and how we're going to be able to handle it. So with that, I really wanted to acknowledge a couple people this morning. First and foremost, our community heroes, and this is the Community Hero 2015 Award. And I think these are the folks that obviously go unsung so often, and I'm so happy that people are standing up and being recognized this morning. And so I'm going to start with our honorable mention. This is someone who has passion, energy, and enthusiasm unmatched for protecting and restoring native forests on Oahu. She's inspiring, courageous, volunteers several times a month with the Oahu Army Natural Resources Program, the Natural Area Reserves Program, and is a core member of the community restoration efforts at the Manoa Cliffs Project. And the impacts of her work include increasing the supply of native plants available for outplanting, helping native forests in both the Waianae and Ko'olau ranges, and gaining important ground on these issues all around our community. So please put your hands together for the honorable mention for the Community Hero 2015 Award, which goes to Lori Loomis.
Wow, she sounds so cool.
Let's see.
Courageous?
Courageous. Well, you made it past the end. But on behalf of the Hawaii State Legislature, on behalf of everybody here today, I really want to present you with this award, among others, acknowledging all the work you've done. So let's pose for a quick picture.
Okay. Give me thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Go out of my picture.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for everything.
Really. I hope I see you again.
Congratulations. So thanks to Lori so much for all that work that's been done. So this morning, the Community Hero 2015 Award goes to someone equally as impressive. And we're going to be looking at someone who's devoted, just like so many of you, hundreds of hours of time volunteering to remove invasive plants and forests from all over Oahu, contributing expertise to many organizations, collaborating with so many different folks from across the islands, the Oahu Army Natural Resources Program, the Nature Conservancy, DLNR, Plant Extinction Prevention Program. If I keep reading through these, we'll be here probably till lunchtime. But the fact of the matter is she's been a leader, contributing extensively to the removal of albizia from Ka'ava and Hakipu'u valleys, clearing the way for the recovery of the native ecosystems, addressing long-term impacts in these areas, including increasing knowledge of invasive species and healthier watersheds, mauk to makai, to communities around the state, leading by example, teaching and encouraging many other volunteers to step into her shoes and move forward and be a part of this, because it's going to take so many people, and it's so impressive to see someone reach out and get others involved. This person is Charlotte Yamane. So please put your hands together. For someone who's done so much to earn this award. Watch out for the ant. So we have here for you as well, on behalf of the state legislature, the House and the Senate, and everybody here this morning, a certificate of appreciation for you for all your work that you've done, as well as on behalf of the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, this fancy schmancy award here, which recognizes you for your dedication to the control of invasive species. So congratulations and aloha, and thank you again.
Thank you.
One picture, here we go. Vinayana too. Josh, come on in. And lastly, while I'm up here, I just wanted to give one shout out to Josh, of all people, who's been instrumental here at the legislature doing all the things that need to be done to get us all informed and up to speed on the latest issues. So this is just me speaking, but one round of applause, please, for Josh and Kayla his work.
Thank you so much, Representative Lee. Now I'm blushing because I didn't expect to be recognized today, but I very much appreciate it. So thank you so much for presenting our Community Hero Award today. We're going to move on to our next award, which is the Hottest Hotline Report to 643 Pests, which I'm sure you all know is the statewide pest hotline for reporting invasive species. No matter where you are in the state, you can call that. You'll be connected to your local Department of Agriculture office. So to present today's award for Hottest Hotline Report to 643 Pest, we have Representative Cliff Tsuji. He is the chairperson for the House Committee on Agriculture, and he, of course, has been one of our great contacts in making sure that invasive species are a well-recognized issue here at the legislature. Representative Tsuji.
Thank you very much, Josh, and thank you very much for attending this activity. I consider it an honor, a privilege. I've been in the state legislature for about 11 years now, going on my sixth elective term. And I remember when I was part of the public group, invasive species was a concern, not only to me, but to the entire public. And at that time, I remember coming to the legislature, and I says, I'm going to bring to the legislature what I campaigned for a year, and that was Cokie frog. Came here, everybody laughed, and today the Cokie frog is still laughing. But it is so important that we annihilate, we identify, we control, we respond to the relentless invasion of invasive species. And this reward, if I may say, is I'm so honored and privileged to be presenting this. It's called the Hottest Hotline Report of 2015. And I'd like to start by noting this. Annually, there's a report called the Land Vertebrate Specialist Annual Report. The 2012 annual report noted that although there were some 200 animal reports, most reported sightings provided to the inspector showed no conclusive evidence to suggest they were actual restricted or prohibited animals. Invasive species are introduced to our islands. They either hitchhike or they're brought in as pets, P-E-T-S. Either way, these pests establish here as illegal residents. So this is why this award is so very important. And the process to identify invasive species may seem quite insignificant to some, but look at these short thoughts. Now, here is how the Hawaii Invasive Species Council officials note while considering this hottest hotline report to the 642 Pest 2015 award. Sometime about a year and a half ago, June 2014, this gentleman, his name is Rick Yamamoto, a guardsman with the Hawaii Air National Guard. He took quick action, what they call it internally when identifying these pests, rapid response. He took quick action when he observed what was described as a 2-foot-long black lizard with black tongue running across the pavement at the joint base at Pearl Harbor Hickam military facility. If you had seen this and witnessed this reptile slithering across a pavement or whatever, I don't expect an answer from you, but what would you do? This is really amazing. It seems so simple. He immediately photographed the animal. I assume a lot of us have cell phones, whether he did that or not. But that is most important because the council and the department have very difficult time in identifying whether it's an invasive species or not. And what happened? It was immediately reported to the Hawaii Department of Agriculture through this hotline, 643 Pest Hotline. Because of Mr. Yamamoto's rapid response action, Kevin Minami of HDOA, the land vertebrate specialist, was able to apprehend this 24-inch long juvenile water monitor lizard the following day. This is quite immediately, preventing a very harmful invasive species from escaping into our Hawaii environment and doing further damage to our very fragile state of Hawaii. This award especially highlights the Hawaii Invasive Species Awareness Week. Invasive species are everyone's kuleana. We depend on the eyes and ears of the public, like those of our awardee, to report any sightings of new or unusual plants and animals. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating and bringing up to stage the 2015 awardee. Hottest Hotline Report, 643 Pest, is Rick Yamamoto. Mr. Yamamoto. Rick, it gives me great pleasure in behalf of the state legislature and in particular the Senate to present you the certificate of congratulations, where as a citizen you have provided your quick response to help preventing and preserving the ecosystem of our very, very fragile state of Hawaii. Congratulations. Also, Rick, one moment, please. Very important, from HISC, the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, right here it says, Hottest Hotline Report 2015. The Hawaii Invasive Species Council recognizes Rick Yamamoto for rapidly reporting his sighting of a water monitor lizard on Oahu to the 643 Pest Hotline. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I don't know if this male or female is a pest, an endangered species or whatever, but I know he's trying to control the photographer. Anybody got Raid out there? Maybe we can take care of him. I'm just kidding. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Tsuji. And I also wanted to recognize, although we're not giving him an award today, Kevin Minami, who Rep. Tsuji mentioned, is the vertebrate land specialist for the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. We ask the Department of Agriculture each year to identify the nominee for this award since they manage the hotline. And so Kevin not only selected the nominee, but he was also personally involved in that response. And the way it was described to me was that he found the water monitor lizard and then tackled it and wrestled it to the ground. Kevin is a very dedicated public servant, so thank you to Kevin as well. For our next award, we're recognizing the business leader for 2015 with regard to protecting Hawaii from invasive species. And the presenter for that award is Representative Richard Onishi. He is the vice chair for the House Committee on Agriculture. And he comes to us representing parts of East Hawaii Island, which are particularly, they have more than their fair share of invasive species. So Rep. Onishi has a lot of personal experiences with this issue. And we thank him for being here today to present this award. Representative Onishi.
Good morning and aloha. I'm honored to be able to present this award to the 2015 Business Leader. Our awardee this year is Hawaiian Airlines. And Hawaiian Airlines has been a leader in the prevention of invasive pest species movement for years through its positive collaborations with the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. This has included showing in-flight videos highlighting invasive species issues in addition to promoting the filling out of agricultural declaration forms. Hawaiian Airlines has also allowed HDOA access to air cargo areas for the inspection of commodities moving inter-island. This year, Hawaiian Airlines went above and beyond by supporting HDOA's increased inspections of inter-island cargo to identify high-risk pathways for little fire ants, this guy over here. They made cargo available for inspections at the times needed by inspectors. This partnership allowed HDOA to analyze what the high-risk commodities are, how they are moving, where they are moving from, and what pathways pose a risk for the spreading of invasive species through air cargo. They also participated in an early study of electronic manifesting of air cargo, which will allow HDOA to achieve a more efficient, effective biosecurity program. Receiving the award for Hawaiian Airlines is George Ka'anana. He is the manager for the Honolulu Cargo Facility. George, if you could please come up. George, on behalf of the Hawaii State Legislature, we want to present Hawaiian Airlines with this certificate, recognizing you, Hawaiian Airlines, as the 2015 Business Awardee. And also from HISC, we want to present this little plaque, which is Business Leader 2015.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Onishi. And I wanted to note that the Invasive Species Council, even though it's made up of six state department heads, by law, the House of Representatives and the Senate appoint a member from each county to participate on the council as non-voting members, but they're there to participate in the discussion and represent their constituents. And Representative Onishi is our representative from Hawaii Island. He's been incredibly active in the meetings of the Invasive Species Council this year, both the council meetings and the working group discussions that happen outside of those meetings. So we thank you for your continued support and involvement. Moving on to the next award, we're gonna do the Greatest Hit of 2015. So this is an award for what we would consider the single greatest hit against invasive species for 2015. And to present that award, we have Senator Mike Gabbard, who is here from Leeward, Oahu. And Senator Gabbard is also one of the appointed legislators that comes to HISC meetings. He is a fantastic champion against invasive species, as Representative Lee pointed out. And he's one of the most knowledgeable legislators we have here, making sure that this issue remains a priority for the state. So with that, thank you so much, Senator Gabbard.
Hello, Mai Kako. First of all, mahalo for all you guys, what you do for our island paradise and keeping our foreign invaders, both flora and fauna, out of here. As an aside, after some extremely lean years in the budget, as we all know, last session, the ledge was able to step up to the plate with the $5 million appropriation for HISC. I want to assure you that the ledge is continuing to make invasive species a priority, and I'm hopeful that we'll dedicate the needed resources this session to continue the fight. And so now, for the 2015 Greatest Hit Award, I'll ask Carmel Partners, the representatives from Carmel Partners and Island Topsoil, to come up, Tom Lefebvre and Laura Naholowa'a. Please join us. Okay. In June of 2014, a major coconut rhinoceros beetle breeding site was identified at Iroquois Point in West Oahu on land managed by Carmel Partners. And since the discovery, Carmel Partners has worked tirelessly with Island Topsoil to follow all the necessary CRB procedures. As of early January 2015, the site is considered to be completely mitigated, with all suitable breeding habitat being removed and no more active breeding occurring there. Next time, you guys, we have to have a CRB up here along with our LFA, yeah? Okay. Thousands of CRB were removed and the site will never be reinfested. In the short term, the impact on the population of CRB will be great, as thousands of larvae, pupae, and adults have been eliminated and a major breeding site has been removed. In the long term, this work will set the stage for further successes in the eradication of CRB from Oahu. Both Carmel Partners and Island Topsoil are leading examples in the business community of partnering with government to effectively protect Hawaii's natural environment and the community. So please join me in thanking Tom and Laura for their exemplary work. And first, I have a joint certificate from the House and the Senate to present to you, and also one from HISC for each of you. Again, congratulations on your work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gabbard. And again, I just want to note that the joint Senate House recognition certificates were prepared by Senator Gabbard's staff, which we greatly appreciate. We're going to roll along here and move into the portion of the awards that are for the county MVPs. And again, these nominees are selected by the invasive species committees. Each county has an invasive species committee organized under the University of Hawaii, and they are an interagency committee that works to fill gaps between the mandates of state agencies and get out there in the field and do some of the work that the state always can't do on their own. So we very much appreciate their support and also their great engagement with the community, which is how they know exactly who should be receiving these awards. So first up, we're going to have the award for the Maui Nui MVP for 2015. And to present that award, we have Senator J. Kalani English here. And Senator English, again, is one of the appointed legislators that comes to HISC meetings for discussions on invasive species and is really knowledgeable about this issue here at the legislature. So we very much appreciate his time being here today. Senator English.
Good morning, everyone. Aloha. For many of you out there wondering what does MVP stand for, it means most valuable player. The awardee for the Maui Most Valuable Player Award of 2015 is the Maui Plant Quarantine Office. If I can ask Marshall Loop to come up. And as he's coming, you know, I'd just like to outline some of the work that this particular body does. You know, the work of a plant quarantine inspector is extremely demanding. The hours are, well, it's all hours. Whenever a cargo ship comes in, whenever a plane comes in, whenever anything comes in, they have to be there. So it's often late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of the day, in often unprotected situations, in the hot sun, in the cold, in the wind, sometimes in the rain. It just depends. Despite these challenges, the Department of Agriculture inspectors on Maui regularly go above and beyond their mandate. You know that the little fire ant is a big problem, and they were one of the first to detect it early on and helped us to realize that we have this problem. Often it's not just the formal training that comes into play, but it's more the instinct. And in fact, for many of the officers there, it's following all of the protocols and then saying, well, there might be something else. There might be a little bit more. And that's the thing that we rely on the most, is that instinctual part that says, maybe, maybe. And they look a little bit deeper. And often they'll find something. So I'd like to just send out my mahalo and my thanks to the Maui plant quarantine inspectors and recognize Kyle Yagi, the supervisor, Catherine Davenport, Ian Fujimori, Bert Fujioka, Marshall Loop, Matthew Olbert, Michael Pruitt, Wayne Uodomo, and Bob Yonohara for all of their hard work. And let me first give you a proclamation from the legislature and then the honor itself. So the proclamation signed by members of both the House and the Senate, and the most valuable Maui County Most Valuable Player Award for 2015. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator English. I also wanted to take a moment to thank Olelo for being here today. They're recording today's ceremony, and they'll be broadcasting it on several air dates over the next few months so that people who can't take time out of their workday to be here with us at the Capitol can see this ceremony on TV. So thank you very much for your continued support. The next award that we'll be giving today is for the Kauai MVP, which is going to be presented by Senator Ron Kochi from Kauai. And I see we also have Representative James Tokioka here from Kauai. And I believe, is Representative Kawakami here? I know he's interested in providing his thanks as well. So if we can't find him today, I know it's a busy day, but we'll pass that along for him. So thank you so much, Senator Kochi and Representative Tokioka.
Aloha. I'm glad to have Representative Tokioka here to help me. Unfortunately, he's lost his voice, so I'll be doing all the talking. On Kauai, though, we are blessed to have a great team, and we really lack many of the invasive species that are common on the other islands. And the notes that I've been handed remind me that Kauai is the only island where the infestation of koki frog was eradicated from Lauai. And I was on the county council at the time when the council also appropriated $50,000 because of the tight budget. And so it was a great collaboration of the county and the state working together. Our only infestation of Myconia along the Wailua River is under control. The island's only infestation of little fire ant in Kalihiwai is under control by the Hawaii Ant Lab, the Department of Agriculture, and the Invasive Species Council. And until 2012, Kauai was thought to be free of mongoose. When the Kauai Invasive Species Committee caught two live mongoose in Lehui in 2012, it was clear that the island's reputation as a sanctuary for endangered seabirds was under threat. Partners have been working to determine whether there is an established population of mongoose on Kauai, which brings us to our MVP, Michelle Clark, if Michelle would please come up. So very, very quickly on Michelle, she has been a strong leader in the mongoose detection and prevention efforts on Kauai. Currently, Kauai and Lanai are the only major Hawaiian islands without known established populations of the highly devastating mongoose. More importantly, she has initiated a review of mongoose prevention, detection, and control for Kauai and networked with state, federal, and private organization staff to form a working group. And these efforts have resulted in an international summit on mongoose management, bringing experts and knowledge from around the world to the benefit of both Kauai and statewide effort. This meeting will occur in the spring of 2015 and will generate a monitoring and prevention plan that will greatly increase the chances of Kauai remains mongoose free. For the picture, could we also ask Michael Fry and Bran Phillips to come up?
Can we ask Bill Lucy?
Oh, and Bill Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you, and I'm truly honored to accept this award on behalf of many others. Without partnership and collaboration, the huge job of addressing invasive species to protect our islands would be impossible. I express my deep gratitude to Bill Lucy and the Kauai Invasive Species Committee. They're really the true heroes. They're out on the front lines day after day protecting Kauai's biodiversity, agriculture, our watersheds, our economy, and human health from the threats of invasive species. And I'd also like to recognize Bran Phillips. He's not here, but I am indebted to him for his leadership on the Kauai Mongoose Working Group and also for his expertise in invasive species biology. And also would like to thank Michael Fry. He's been instrumental in securing the funding for the upcoming Kauai Mongoose Summit. And thanks all. Keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much to Rep. Tokioka and Senator Kochi for presenting that award. And I wanted to mention, I'm not sure if Michelle said it, but Michael Fry and Brand Phillips are also with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office here. And they're a really critical partner on a lot of our invasive species work here in the state. So the next award that we're going to present today is the Oahu MVP. And this award is being presented by Senator Laura Thielen, who has the unique distinction of being both a legislator who has worked on the invasive species issue and a past co-chair of the HISC when she was the chairperson for the Department of Land and Natural Resources. So we very much appreciate her time and participation today. Senator Thielen.
Good morning and aloha, everyone. I understand that you're running a little ahead of time, and since I am notorious for going off script, I offered to fill up a little bit of time before getting to the announcement of the Oahu MVP Award. Several years ago, I was a chair of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and the state was going through the biggest economic downturn since the Depression. It was huge. We lost over a third of our budget in the course of 2 years, and I was getting news that we were going to lose even more in the third year. And so I gathered people together in the department to start to talk with them, and I asked the Division of Forestry and Wildlife to gather the invasive species folks together. And I walked into that room, and there was something like 15 to 25 different people from different agencies, different non-governmental organizations, nonprofits, head volunteers. And what they told me is they had already sat down together and started to work out which one of them could take the lead on which thing so that we wouldn't have to drop anything that was important. And I was so impressed by the collaboration and the dedication of the people there. I walked out of that room feeling better than I had had for the prior 2 years, just knowing that there were people that could figure out how to make things work. I don't have to tell you how important it is to combat invasive species, but we do have to tell other people. And the arguments that we've made, we've convinced the people who already believe. What we need to find are arguments that convince the people who don't believe that it's important. There was an article, I think, in this Sunday's New York Times, where it talked about some research that was done on why do, when so many people believe in climate change being one of the most important issues facing our planet these days, why are there some people who just don't prioritize doing anything about it? And these researchers went out and they did some research, and they found that different arguments resonate with different people. And the arguments that are resonating with people who say we need to take action don't resonate with the people who don't prioritize action. And so the researchers are going out trying to find what are the different ways of phrasing, so it's not just semantics, but what are the different points, what are the different priorities that are going to raise this for you as a priority. And what we really need to do is be talking to the people who aren't in this room. I'm really happy to be asked down here today and that there is a celebration for most valuable players that are working and dedicating so much of their free time and going the extra mile for their work to make sure that this happens. But in order to really succeed, we have to be speaking to the people who aren't in this room. I've been thinking a lot about the importance of land and natural resources lately. And I asked my staff to pull up what was the general fund funding for the Department of Land and Natural Resources over the last 20 years. In 1996, the Department of Land and Natural Resources received $26 million in general funds, a little bit more. In 2015, 20 years later, the Department of Land and Natural Resources receives $29 million in general funds, a little bit more. So I'm not real good at math, at, you know, doing it in my head, but I'm pretty sure that this $3 million increase in general funds over 20 years has not kept pace with inflation. I'm pretty sure that we've seen cuts to DLNR and Department of Agriculture inspection monies and the general funds over the last 20 years. And I know where these departments have been pushed onto special funds and finding ways to raise fees and revenues, ways that many of you have supported in finding bills like the conveyance tax revenues that go to support things, like the barrel tax monies that go to support these programs. Arguments that have allowed the state to pass legislation to create these funds, which later on monies are taken out of and used for different purposes. And it's going on even today. So I know some of you, being from NGOs, cannot lobby, but you can, at the request of a legislator, educate other legislators. So anybody who's interested, please stop by my office after today, number 231, second floor, and I will give you a copy of this 20-year table with the general funds appropriations. And I invite you to go around and talk to the other legislators and try to find ways to explain why invasive species, why protecting our resources is important. I don't know the way yet to convince people who aren't in this room, but there's a lot of bright minds in this room, and there's a lot of collaboration in this room. And I think you guys could get together and start to increase the support for the programs that you work so hard day in and day out, and that I am internally grateful for that effort. So with that, I'm going to now go back to my notes. For the Oahu MVP Award for the year 2015, the Coconut Rhinoceros Beetle Interagency Response, which includes the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Hawaii Department of Agriculture, Joint Base Pearl Harbor HICM, could I please invite up the members, Stuart Stein of USDA, Robert Curtis of the Hawaii Department of Agriculture, and Lieutenant Colonel Kurt Muller of the Pearl Harbor. Please come up. Congratulations. I've got to read a little bit about your program. Congratulations. And let me pass. I'm going to read a little bit about all they do, but let me give them these first. You have to help me with which is which. Next year, can we get a coconut rhinoceros beetle model up here too? Yeah. I love the ant. Everybody wants to shake it. Well, I'm assuming it's a ham. I shouldn't assume that. Okay, the coconut rhinoceros beetle is a serious invasive pest, and it was detected December 23rd, 2013 at Joint Base Pearl Harbor HICM on coconut trees. An emergency response effort between the U.S. DOA, the U.S. Navy, the Hawaii DOA, and other partners mobilized surveying, trapping, and control efforts under a unified incident command system. And since January 2014, the program has deployed 89 bucket or barrel traps and serviced them a total of 3,005 times. The team has also deployed 2,667 panel traps, which have been serviced a total of 43,651 times. They've surveyed over 95,000 palm trees in 256 square miles of accessible land on Oahu and detected 126 damaged palms. Since the first detection of the beetle in a trap, the subsequent discovery of a breeding site at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, over 1,200 adult and over 1,500 larvae and 25 pupae have been found on base, and 66 adults have been found off base. So due to the fast and intensive effort expended by the incident command team, the number of adult beetles and larvae found in traps is decreasing, and eradication of this serious pest remains a tangible goal. So thank you very much on behalf of everyone, and congratulations.
As a representative of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I just want to thank Hawaii Department of Agriculture and the military folks. They've been simply amazing. Excuse me.
Any of the other guys want to say something?
Go ahead. Well, I just want to say there's more than just these three agencies involved in this, so really everybody in the room, thank you.
Along with that, we have lots of people I'd like to thank, but if I could get the complete military team up for the picture also, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. And who gets the, so do we guys go over for the picture?
Sure. Sure.
All right, thank you so much, Senator Thielen. Our last award today is another Most Valuable Player Award, and this one is for Hawaii Island, which I believe I mentioned earlier has more than its fair share of invasive species, one of which is Albizia, which has been getting a lot of attention in the news recently. So the awardee today I won't announce. I'll leave that to Senator Russell Ruderman, who's here today to present the award. But Senator Ruderman has been a leader on finding solutions to work on the Albizia problem on Hawaii Island and statewide. And we really appreciate both his time in the field talking to us and trying to find ways to solve this problem, and his time here today to help us recognize some of the great work that's being done on Hawaii Island to address this really large and widespread issue. Senator Ruderman.
Aloha. Thank you. It's my honor to present this award today to Rich Lozinski of HELCO for the great work that he's done. You know, my district does know a little bit about invasive species and the problems that comes from them. And we had a very dramatic lesson in their effect last year with Tropical Storm Izelle. Rich has been an exceptional major contributor to the Hawaii Island-wide Albizia Mitigation Plan. He contributed many hours to assessing risks and cost of Albizia hazard removal, as well as developing strategies for the most cost-effective methods of approaching hazardous Albizia infestations. As the HELCO system forester, Rich changed the way Helco contractors were instructed to manage Albizia along power lines and roads to achieve better long-term outcomes. His input to a multi-agency task force was key in planning for future actions that will significantly impact the Albizia issue on Hawaii Island. And his strategies will reduce costs for Albizia management and will make Hawaii Island a safer place for residents. I just want to add, you know, we've hosted the little fire ants in our neighborhood, as well as the Koki frog and Albizia tree was something that we recognized as a problem, as a huge problem before, but Hurricane Hazelle really opened up all of our eyes to the reality of how urgent and how important it is. You know, before Hazelle, along with one of my heroes, Springer Kay, we had been working on Albizia control projects, and I want to say that Rich Lozinski, along with Helco, was one of our most enthusiastic and cooperative participants in a pilot program we did in Black Sand Subdivision to begin an Albizia control project. And post-Hazelle, Rich and Helco have been the most consistent and participatory partner, and I can't tell you how much that means to our hopes to control this issue. You know, I mean, we've heard about Albizia and Puna, but it can affect every island in a disastrous way, and we just were hit first and worst by it. But this is a statewide concern, and we need to find ways to control Albizia, and we need to do it as soon as possible. So I'm very honored to present this award today to Rich Lozinski of Helco.
I just wanted to say, you know, I'm like the tip of the iceberg. It's the people at all the HISCs and the state legislature and civil defense. All these people do this every day. I was just happy that someone else recognized the problem and we're able to jump on board and help solve and become part of the solution instead of continuing to be, you know, let the problem exist and just turn a blind eye. It's just been really great working, like with Springer Kay and the Big Island Invasive Species people, and it's a good example of cross-cultural, cross-business, you know, organization. You know, stuff can get done if you work together, and it's been a great opportunity, and I look forward to continuing it.
All right, thank you, Senator Ruderman. And as Senator Thielen noted, we're running a little ahead of schedule. It's fantastic. Every year we do this, it gets a little tighter, and we exceed our expectations for how quickly we can talk about invasive species issues. I do want to take just a moment, since we were just talking about Albizia, to note that in addition to manual control along roads, one of the awards from the financial awards from the Invasive Species Council in fiscal year 2015 is to begin the long process for looking for a biocontrol agent for Albizia. And biocontrol, of course, is where you go to an invasive species home range, you find a pest that impacts it there. You spend a few years testing to make sure that if that pest was brought back to Hawaii, it's only going to impact the invasive species you're worried about, and then potentially it can be released in a really cost-effective manner. So we're going to start the process for looking for an Albizia biocontrol, which I think is really important work. That's being done by the U.S. Forest Service in collaboration with the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. I also wanted to note just some of the successes that we haven't talked about today. You know, little fire ant and coconut rhinoceros beetle get a lot of attention these days, and for good reason. But I also wanted to note that in the past few years, we've seen four axis deer removed from Hawaii Island, and to date, we haven't been able to find any additional deer on that island after the illegal introduction in 2009. We also have successful biocontrols out for fireweed and the willy-willy gall wasp, and this year, we also provided a financial award to remove the only known infestation of Himalayan ginger from the island of Molokai. Molokai, of course, is also the only island that has successfully removed their albizia population several years ago. So good job, Molokai. And the organization I work for, the Invasive Species Council, and just looking back at some of the things they've been able to accomplish in the 12 years they've been around, they develop policy statements, 11 resolutions defining the state's position on invasive species issues. They've dispersed $32.7 million in interagency funding. So that's in addition to the core programs you have at agencies, such as the Department of Agriculture's Inspection Services or DLNR's watershed forest efforts. And so these are kind of the new innovative research and also the gap filler programs between agency mandates. And that totals 247 projects that have been supported by the HISC. So thank you so much. I know a lot of our grant recipients are here in the room today, and we thank you for all of your good work. We're going to close up the ceremony in just a moment. Since we're ending early, I would encourage you to continue to look at the educational booths outside. We have fantastic artwork from Kapa'a High School. They did some really great artwork, poetry, and drawings about how invasive species impact their lives. And the awardees today, if you could gather down in the front after the close of the ceremony for a group photo, and then you can follow myself or Randy Bartlett, who's standing in the back of the room, waving his hand with a phone in it. That's Randy. You can follow us across the street to Kalani Moku. That's the building DLNR is in, and we're going to have our awardee luncheon over there in the boardroom at noon. So thank you very much. And to close out the ceremony, I'm going to bring up here again Scott Enright from the Department of Agriculture, who's one of our co-chairs. And thank you again for being here today. Really appreciate your time. Scott?
On behalf of the Hawaii Invasive Species Council, I would like to thank you not just for being here today, but for all you do. And as a citizen of the state who cares deeply about this issue and will be working with you whenever I step away from this public service I do, I thank you for all you do throughout the year. You know, we have 1 week for awareness, but as I look out and I see the core constituency in the state in this issue, I know that we live it throughout the year. Know that this governor intends to be working with you all with important initiatives to move this forward. So I thank you for your time today. I thank you for all you do on these issues. Thank you, and aloha.